Ramsey TV.
Romans 8, 5, 6, and 7.
Romans 8, 5, 6, and 7.
Those who are walking in accord with flesh are disposed to that which is of the flesh, and the disposition of the flesh is enmity toward God. Hello, everyone, from the edge, the bottom of the Florida Peninsula. This is Martin Zender, and this explains why religious people are so freaking mean. Let's review. Those who are walking in accord with flesh are disposed to the things of the flesh. I explained this yesterday and Monday. They're disposed to the things of the flesh. And being disposed to the things of the flesh would include being concerned and being in the arena of manipulating your sin, either to indulge it or to try to get rid of it. That's disposition to the flesh. The flesh itself is disposed to death because the flesh is not able to please God. Therefore, anyone who is disposed, who's walking in accord with flesh, is disposed to the flesh. The flesh is disposed to death and is at enmity with God. Therefore, the person thus involved will also be disposed to death and will be at enmity with the true God. I give you Exhibit A, the result of a disposition of the flesh. The Pharisees, perfect example. The Pharisees are alive and well. Going to get to that in a second. Here's a perfect example of people who are walking in accord with flesh. Because they were of their ancestors. Of course, they're all Israelites. And Israelites judged everything according to flesh. They always wanted signs because they were dependent on seeing things and hearing things. They chose Saul as their first king because he was head and shoulders above all the rest. So they constantly judge things according to physical attributes. That is walking in accord with flesh. This is why the Pharisees did not recognize Jesus Christ when he came, because they were walking in accord with flesh. This is why your contemporaries do not recognize you as a bringer of the gospel of grace, because they are walking in accord with flesh. Judging. Some people don't understand why any of you watch me, because I'm broadcasting out of my kitchen and I only have 4,000 subscribers. They're walking according to flesh. And those who are walking in accord with flesh are at enmity with God. Well, how do you make that jump? Well, because the flesh is at enmity with God. So that's the connection. They're walking in accord with flesh. The flesh is enmity, is at enmity with God. It's hostile to God. And so those in that arena cannot help but be hostile to God, although they, in their own minds, this is part of the fleshly disposition, think that they're serving God. Jesus said the hour is coming when those who kill you will be imagining that they're doing divine service to God. So this is the poison. This is the virus of Phariseeism. And it started with the Pharisees. It didn't start with them. It started with those who persecuted the prophets. The Pharisees were just the latest manifestation of those disposed to the flesh. And they can't help it. They are automatically, anyone disposed to the flesh, anyone in the realm of working on their flesh, concentrating on their flesh, is without fail at enmity with God. It's a spiritual law. And if you come preaching the truth of God, they will be at enmity with you. And they will be quite vocal about it. The Pharisees were quite vocal about their hatred of Christ. Quite vocal. How could it be? The people who were so-called religious people, they're reading the scriptures all day. They're studying. Well, they're forever learning, but never at any time able to come to an apprehension of the truth. But the reason they're studying the scriptures is not so they can learn more about God. No, they're looking at the scriptures as a recipe book for moral behavior, which is according to flesh. They're walking according to flesh. That's what all this moral behavior business is all about. And that's an enmity to God. So God is not pleased with that. God is not pleased with sacrifice. He's pleased with mercy. And grace and those wonderful spiritual truths, the truths and realities that can only come by the disposition of the Spirit. But now you look at people like Peter, who is kind of rough, or David for that matter, kind of rough. Some definite holes in the moral constitution there with David and Peter, and yet they were disposed to the things of the Spirit. They did not judge according to the flesh, and thus they had enemies, and their enemies were in the religious realm, generally speaking. Jesus and his 12 disciples were enemies of the entire Pharisaic cadre. They hated him. They hated him. But as I told you, walking in accord with Spirit doesn't necessarily mean that right away your flesh is going to line up. In fact, I've said this before, when you apprehend the truth of the grace of God, you may go back a few steps. That's okay, because now you're operating on the right foundation anyway. And now anything you build from this point forward, while occupied with Spirit, is going to be solid. It's going to be real. It's going to be genuine. It's going to stand the test at the dais of Christ. It won't be burned up. However, every single work you do, every single so-called manifestation of the Spirit of God you do, not by walking in accord with Spirit, but by walking in accord with flesh, is going to be burned up. So the only way your works will survive the fire is if those works were done not in accord with a disposition toward the flesh, like I got to do works, I got to be better than everybody else, but in accord with Spirit. That is, you're looking at the Spirit and this thing happens automatically. It's the caboose that follows the engine of being occupied with the Spirit of God. But so we got the Pharisees. They're obviously a sorry lot of people because they're self-righteous. And this disposed to the flesh means, again, you're analyzing your walk constantly and you can't help but compare yourself with others. That's the way people who are walking in accord with flesh measure their value. They measure their value not by Christ's opinion of them. They measure their value by how much they exceed their contemporaries in the not sinning department. They measure themselves, again, not by the standard of Christ, not by what Christ thinks of them, but they look around. This is being disposed to the flesh. Watch. You look this way, you look that way, you look at other people, and you measure yourself. Paul even said, concerning himself, when he was a Pharisee, when he was Saul, he said, I went above and beyond my contemporaries. See, that's what Pharisees do. They put the finger to the wind, they take polls, they look around, and they have to be superior. The Pharisee said, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not a sinner like that poor sinner down there, that poor publican. The Pharisees, they were all pride in themselves. This is what disposition of the flesh does. It puts itself on a moral pedestal, and it condemns everyone else. When you see somebody condemning people for sinning, but when you have somebody saying that you aren't earning your way to God properly because you're not performing those works that you should do, then that is a Pharisaic attitude, and it's a condemnation of works that is part of a works-based salvation. Exhibit B would be Israel as a whole. As I told you, she picked her first king based on the flesh, and she measured herself against the other nations, hated the other nations. Israel always hated the other nations. They didn't have God. They didn't realize that God chose them, not because they were the greatest, but because they were the least. And so it's this superior attitude. Whereas, well, let's look at the opposite thing. The opposite thing, being disposed to the Spirit of God, and the opposite thing would see one's own work as a result of God's blessing. As Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. That's a spiritual disposition. So Israel is exhibit B. Exhibit C would be Saul, the Pharisee. Look at what that guy did while he was exceeding in Pharisaism. He was a total animal. He was a total jerk. He was self-righteous to the max, to the point we didn't realize how self-righteous he was until he manifested his inner desires by persecuting the saints of God. That's when we really knew that he's persecuting those who love and serve Jesus Christ, who recognize Jesus Christ, the lowly Nazarene, as the Messiah of Israel. It took a spiritual disposition to recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah. When Jesus Christ asked Peter, "Who do men say that I am?" Peter said, "Some say you're Elijah, some say John the Baptist. Who do you say that I am?" Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." What did Jesus say? "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, because when you walk according to the flesh, you're blind. You're blind to the spiritual realities." And those who are walking according with flesh today, though they claim otherwise, they would not have recognized Jesus. They would not have recognized Jesus Christ when he came. I know this for a fact. I proclaim the message of Jesus Christ, and they hate me. I'm proclaiming the conciliation of God, and they hate that message. So they're really hating God by extension, because they're walking in accord with flesh. The disposition of the flesh is death. And the disposition of the flesh is also enmity to God. And those walking in accord with flesh, therefore, are headed toward death, and they're at enmity toward God. Even though they claim to be God's best friends, they claim to be the champions of God. And yet, watch what they do. They will persecute those sent her. The Israelites of old persecuted the prophets that were sent her. The Pharisees of Jesus' day persecuted those who followed our Lord Jesus Christ, and they killed Jesus Christ himself. Saul, the Pharisee, was trying to kill those who followed Jesus Christ. It goes right down the line. The common denominator is a disposition of the flesh. The Catholic Church, that's exhibit, what are we on, D? The Catholic Church, there you go. The Inquisition, the hatred for other people who haven't attained to you. When you believe that God is going to either destroy them forever, annihilate them, never to live again, or he's going to burn them in hell for eternity, why shouldn't you have a heart just as hard as your God? And so we know the Catholic Church, the Inquisition, the horrible tortures of the infidels, anyone lesser than them, they would simply torture. Anyone who doesn't get what we get, we pray for them. We don't torture them, okay? It's endemic to this disposition of flesh. Exhibit E, those people you know who can't stand you or can't stand your message tell you that you're off, tell you that you don't know what you're talking about, tell you that you're not hearing from God, even though your God is greater than their God, your Savior is more successful than their Savior. An easy indication of whose God is right, whose God is true. Remember the famous competition on Mount Carmel between Elijah and the prophets of Baal? Whoever is the true God will burn up the sacrifice on the altar. Well, whoever has the true God, you or your friends who claim that Jesus Christ failed as a Savior, that God is running around trying to fix things that he didn't plan on happening, who think that they're the ones that chose Christ, therefore going to heaven is to their credit, this is a weak God. This is a God who's waiting to see what's happening, waiting to see what's going to happen. Your God, on the other hand, is greater. How do you tell? Your Savior is successful. He came to the earth to save sinners. He did it. Your God is actually in control of everything. You don't have to just say he's in control. He's actually in control of the whole world, operating all things in accordance with the counsel of his own will. And nothing takes him by surprise. That's the greater God. Easy to tell. Easy to tell. And you know these things because you're walking in accord with spirit. And these things are spiritually discerned. The soulish man is not receiving the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. If you're disposed to the flesh, you won't discern spiritual things. You'll discern fleshly things only. You will be in a competition with other people for the morality trophy. Yeah, the moral angel of the month. Go to the top of the, go to the head of the class, get a star on your paper. In Catholic school, we used to have this thing at the end of every day, the person, the kid who behaved the best got to take home a statue of Mary. Oh, they gave us an idol to take to our home. That was very nice. We worked for that idol. Well, those disposed of the flesh today, whether they're the Pharisees, Israel of old, modern day Pharisees, the Catholics, who have a great, great tradition of persecuting people, killing them and torturing them because they're not like them. Great tradition. These people, it is best to walk away from them. We can criticize them, and we can warn other people about them, which ought to be done. We're not going to condemn them to hell for eternity. We know that we have what we have by the grace of God, but nevertheless, we recognize the differences. Paul says, what fellowship has belief with unbelief? We must point out unbelief. We must point out those who are walking in accord with flesh, because they're making a lot of noise. And they're convincing a lot of people that their way is best. They're convincing a lot of people to abandon grace, just like the Galatians, just like the circumcisionists did with the Galatians, and Paul had to shut them up. So we shut them up while at the same time recognizing why they do what they do. They're disposed to the flesh, recommending to everyone to walk in accord with spirit, to ignore the flesh, which doesn't sound like very spiritual advice, but it's the most spiritual advice you can receive. And in the end of being surrounded by modern day Pharisees of every stripe, those who are disposed to the flesh of every stripe, they're mean, they become cranky. Yeah, being disposed to the flesh makes you angry, cranky, self-righteous. It makes you just strut around in the polished halls of your own mind, your own peacock pen, and it stinks. Self-righteousness stinks. We can smell it 500 cubits away. The people who are walking in it can't even smell it. So sharpen your olfactory receptors there so that you can detect the enemy. And in the meantime, walk in accord with spirit. It's a walk conducive to peace, to relaxation, the old saying, letting go and letting God. It's the only thing that works.